in 1 Peter chapter 5. 我哋打开圣经睇彼得前书第五章。彼得前书第五章。欢迎入嚟，前面仲有好多位嘅，前面呢度有好多位。我哋就嚟唔可以咁样摆啊！我哋一个月一次系咁样摆设咧，就因为有外言嘅。We set the tables up like this once every month because we have a love feast. 但系即系太逼嘅时候，我哋好难。如果继续多嘅，可能要考虑点样做。But as we get more crowded, we might have to consider what we're going to do with so many people. 咁我哋睇彼得前书第五章，我哋睇第一至四节。We'll be studying 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 to 4, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. 那上个星期我就唔喺度，我喺国内同一个音乐队伍就侍奉。Last week I wasn't here. I was in China with a Chinese worship band doing some ministry.咁啊，佢而家仲喺國內，喺上海。今日就喺上海。Sammy and Matthias 有幾日先翻到嚟。And Sammy and Matthias are still in China in Shanghai, and they'll be coming back in a few days. 所以可以繼續紀念佢。咁我哋上個禮拜嘅即係好欣賞我哋服侍嗰個教會，佢係發展得好快嘅啊。We were in a church last week, and I really appreciate the church as they're growing really fast. 那個牧師就是三次教會，但是那個牧師非常之愛主，非常之傳福音，有熱誠，是很積極的。And even though it's a three-self church, the pastor there was just very aggressive, really loves the Lord, and really sharing the gospel, and just really awesome. 5年前咧，佢開始做三福報道嘅。And 5 years ago, they started evangelism explosion. 佢係國內第一間教會用三福報道嚟傳福音。And they're the first church in China to start evangelism explosion. 佢喺5年裏邊有20,000人信主。And in 5 years, there's 20,000 people that have gotten saved. 那20,000人就经过40个星期的栽培班。And those 20,000 people have gone through a 40-week discipleship class. 不过可惜是完了40个星期的栽培之后，留在教会只有3,000人。But unfortunately, after 40 weeks of discipleship, staying in the church of only 3,000 people,3,000人都很厲害的But 3,000 people is a lot 他在那個區裡面有10年前有25間教會 In their community 10 years ago there were only 25 churches 但是現在有46間教會 And now there are 46 churches 我們有個主教堂個主教堂就是有超過千幾人嘅禮拜堂嘅，坐滿曬嘅。And we're in the main church, which is a training center, and their church sits over 1,000 people, and it was packed. 嗰個睇到神喺當中做好多奇妙嘅工作。We saw the Lord doing some amazing things in that church. 嗰個睇到嗰個教會嘅領導就係好愛主，好謙卑。We saw the pastor, the leader of the church, was just really loved the Lord and very humble man. 今日我哋要睇呢个经文第五章第一节至到第四节。And this morning, the passage we're reading here from chapter 5, verse 1 to 4, 我的主题就叫教会的牧羊人。And the title of my message is Shepherds in the Church. 因为神就要教会是有属灵的领导。Because the Lord wants the church to have spiritual leaders. So in this way, 彼得和他写信给那些教会就是教导那些牧者怎样去带领教会。So here Peter is teaching the people who he's writing to how to be shepherds, how to lead the church. 咁我哋先睇第一节至到第四节。So let's read from verse 1 to 4.我这作长老作基督受父的见证同享后来所要显现之荣耀的 劝你们中间与我们同作长老的人。 The elders who are among you I exhort, I am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. 我要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。 Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain but eagerly. 也不是合祭所托付你们的，乃是作群羊的榜样。 Not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。 And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. 一起祈祷， let's pray. 主啊，我们多谢你，今天我们看你的话语，多谢你教导我们怎样去在教会里面做主你的属灵领袖。主啊，我们求你今天打开我们每一个人的心，就算是初信或者信了很久，或者做着带领教导的工作，我们求主教导我们怎样做你合你心意 的牧者，因为你是我们的牧者。所以我们多谢主，我们将以下的时间交在你手里面，多谢你听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 这个经文呢，就是彼得是教我们教会的架构里面什么叫牧者，什么叫领袖。 So Peter is teaching us here in these passages what it is to be spiritual leaders in the church. What is a spiritual leader or a pastor? 因为这个彼得是用长老的说话来形容领袖。 As Peter uses the word elders, as he's talking about the leaders in the church. 在圣经里面呢，长老呢，就可能跟我们一般想到长老有不同的看法。The use of the word elder in the Bible is a little different from what we might think of as an elder. 可能我们觉得年长的到这么上下年份呢，就是可以称得为长者。And maybe we think of elder as, you know, somebody who's up there in age, you know, and we look at them as the elderly among us. 但这里叫长老呢，不是讲年龄的问题。But here talking about an elder, it's not an age distinction.是讲到有属天的智慧，因为他有成熟的，有神的心意。 But here it's talking about elders, and those who are elders in the church are those who have the mind of Christ, who are spiritual, attuned to God, and are mature in the things of the Lord. So 一个长老呢，在主里面不一定是年纪大的但是有主的心意。 So an elder in the church may not mean that they're old in age,but that they are wise in the Lord. 咁所以呢度讲到长老，但系彼得咧，佢系用长老嘅意思咧，其实同保罗讲到系另一个字眼咧，系讲到监督，其实系同一个意思。But Peter is using the word elder, and Paul is referring to the same position, called them overseers or bishops.如果你看提摩太前书第三章第一节， If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, 你说人若想要得监督的职分，就是善务善工，这话是可信的。 This is a faithful saying, if a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. 所以在圣经里面我们看到监督同埋长老系表达同一个嘅意思。 And so bishop and elder in the Bible refer to the same thing. 你睇《使徒行传》二十章十七节同埋廿八节。 If you look in Acts chapter 20 verse 17 and then again in verse 28, you will see that they mean the same thing. 使徒行传二十章十七节话，保罗从米利 都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. 跟住二十章二十八节， and then down in verse 28 of verse, chapter 20 of Acts, 圣灵立你们作全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to the flock among which you, which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. 那英文的overseer 是跟 bishop 是同一个原文的字。In the English, overseer and bishop are the same in the Greek, so, but they mean the same also. So. 所以我们这里看到长老监督牧养者牧者是三个字是讲的同一样东西。And so you see in Acts chapter 20 verse 28, bishop, overseer, elders, or pastor, shepherd, are all referring to the same guys, the leaders of the church. 这些属灵的领袖是同一个职位来的。所以我们可以说监督长老牧者就是现在我们教会一般称为牧师。So you could say that talking about bishop, elders, or shepherds is what we call in the church today a pastor. 那么这个长老的表示呢成熟的。And so calling an elder means that they're mature in the spirit, they're mature in the things of the Lord. 监督是表示呢他有工作的责任。And as a bishop, an overseer, that means that that's the responsibility that they have in the church. 牧者或者牧师呢，就是第三个字眼呢，是表示呢佢嘅要做嘅工作系牧养嘅意思。And to call a pastor or a shepherd is showing what type of ministry they're doing, and it's shepherding, taking care of the flock. 如果你睇以弗所书第四章十一节，会见到牧师嗰个字。If you look in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it says the word pastor right there. 他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. 所以我们看到这三个名称就是讲同一样嘢，所以彼得在彼得前书第五章是向我们做教会的领袖牧者去讲说话。 And so we see these three terms referring to the same position. And so Peter in chapter 5 of 1 Peter is speaking now to the leaders, the spiritual leaders, the pastors of the church. 那我们看到他有什麼講是給我們，可能你說哎，我不是牧師，我不用聽。 And so let's look at what Peter's trying to say to these pastors. And maybe you're saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm not a pastor, I don't need to listen to this. 不是，這個是神的教導，我們要認識，可以了解教會的架構。We need to learn from the Word of God, and we can learn how the church is set up and the structure of the church. 也都可能神會呼召你，或者你是做一个牧羊的工作。 And maybe the Lord wants to call you into being some sort of shepherd among the church. 因为我们讲到神的牧者呢，不单只是主任牧师，可能有主学的老师。 And so maybe a shepherd in the church is not just the head pastor in the church, maybe being a Sunday school teacher as you're shepherding and pastoring the children. 或者是团契里面的导师，是你牧养紧一些团友。 Or maybe as a youth leader in the youth fellowship, as you're pastoring the youth in the fellowship. 或者是一个小组的带领小组。 Or maybe as you're leading a small group,或者是一个查经班的大查经，都是牧养着你带领那班人。 Or maybe if you're leading a Bible study and you're pastoring those that you're leading. 所以其实是关乎很多我们弟兄姊妹，神可能会呼召你兴起就开始做一些的神的工作。 And so this passage is about all of us here in the church, and maybe God wants to raise you up so that you can start participating in the ministry of the church. 如果你看到彼得称呼自己是做老长老的， You look back in verse 1 of 1 Peter 5 and Peter is calling himself a fellow elder. 第五章第一节，彼得说，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人。 He says, I'm a fellow elder. 彼得其实他就是一个使徒。 Peter was an apostle. 在圣经里面得12个使徒，是一个特别的身份。 There are only 12 apostles in the New Testament, and being an apostle was a special position. 他因为是使徒，他有权柄，有权威。 And as apostles, they had authority, they had power. 但彼得没出来跟他说，我彼得，使徒彼得。But Peter didn't come on hard saying, I'm the apostle Peter coming talking to you. 他说，我同你同作长老。But he brought himself down and he said, I'm a fellow elder. 即使说他可以高高在上跟他讲话，命令式，但是他谦卑，说我与你同等，是作长老。He could have come across from a very high authoritative position and speaking down to him, but he didn't. He came on an equal plane, on an equal level, saying, I'm an elder like you. 这里看到彼得那个谦卑的心，彼得 是将自己和其他人 是拉上是有关系。其实我想彼得在这里是想着他自己的经历的。I think Peter here is thinking of his own personal experience. 他的确是一个牧者。Peter was a pastor, 但是他有一个特别的经历，是耶稣呼召他做牧者。But he had a special calling, a special experience when Jesus called him to be a pastor. 如果你记得耶稣钉十字架的时候，被拉那晚呢，彼得有三次不认耶稣。And if you remember when Jesus was arrested and crucified on the cross, that night, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. 他第三次鸡叫之后呢，他就好惭愧，就走出来痛哭。And after the third time he denied Jesus and the rooster crowed, Peter remembered and he was so in guilt ridden that he ran out in grief and crying. 但耶稣从死里复活去找彼得。But after Jesus rose from the dead, he went and he called out to Peter. 如果你记得耶稣说，我去加利利，你们去到加利利找我。And Jesus said, I go to Galilee and meet me there in Galilee. 所以彼得说，我要去捕鱼了。And Peter said, I'm going to go fishing. 跟着一起在门徒在船上是捕着鱼，耶稣在岸上为他做早餐。And Jesus was on the shore cooking fish while they were out on the sea fishing. 他认得是耶稣，彼得就跳落海，就上岸找耶稣。And Peter knew that was Jesus, and so he jumped into the water and he swam to shore. 你看下约翰福音21章15节至17节，耶稣跟彼得讲的什么说话。 If you look in the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verse 15 to 17, look at the conversation that Jesus had with Peter. 在15节，他们吃完了早餐，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。 So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. 耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。Jesus said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. 第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的， 你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。He said to him a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. 耶稣三次叫彼得，喂养我的羊，牧养我的羊。Jesus said to Peter three times, tend to my little sheep, feed my sheep, tend to my flock. 耶稣是亲自去呼召彼得去做牧者。And Jesus called Peter personally to be a shepherd of the church. 彼得三次不认耶稣，但是耶稣三次建立翻彼得。And Peter denied Jesus three times, but Jesus three times called out to Peter and raised him and restored him. 神会不会呼召你做神的牧养工作？ Jesus, has God ever called you to tend his sheep? 做主学老师，带领团契，探访队，关怀别人。 Maybe you be a Sunday school teacher?Maybe to be a helper in the youth ministry. Maybe to lead a group going out and visiting and caring for those who have needs. 神会呼召我们将这个托付给我们要喂养安慰牧养他的羊群。 Jesus calls us out and to take steps to care and to minister to his sheep. 你留意是三次耶稣叫彼得，三次都是讲到喂养牧养。 Look at the three calls that Jesus said to Peter, and they all included feed my sheep, tend my sheep, shepherd my flock. 所以我们看得到这个牧养的工作就是很强调这个的喂养 的身份。 And so it's shepherding or taking care of the flock has a lot to do with feeding the sheep. 嗱，一样嘢我哋要明白，一个牧羊人咧，本身系羊仔。Something we have to remember is that a shepherd himself is also a sheep, right? 如果系真正嘅牧羊人咧，佢系人类，佢牧羊嗰啲羊咩咩。Now a real shepherd in real life, he's a human being and he's taking care of sheep, real sheep, you know, lambs that go bleh bleh bleh, you know.但是我们讲的属灵的羊仔，我们个个都是羊，但是神在我们羊当中兴起一些叫牧者。 So in the spiritual flock of God, we are all sheep of Jesus, but he calls many of us out to be shepherds over other sheep. 所以我们是有双重身份，我们本身是一个羊咩咩，但又是被呼召做牧羊人的工作。And so we have a double identity. We are a sheep ourselves, and yet we are also called to be a shepherd of other sheep. 嗱，呢个好多时教会呢啲弟兄姊妹要明白啊，因为有啲教会咧当牧者咧只不过系羊咩咩，咁啊即使佢系羊，我系羊，我唔使听佢知得。And so we have to understand this in the church, because sometimes the sheep get confused and they say, well, I'm a sheep, the pastor's a sheep, we're all just sheep, so I don't have to listen to him because he's just a sheep. 这个错的。如果神呼召一个人做牧者牧羊，我想讲牧羊的牧者同时间变成牧者。如果神呼召一个人做牧羊人，他是被呼召出来要做带领的。So we have to realize if God has called somebody to be the shepherd of the flock, that he's raised him up to be the leader of the flock. 各位，同样的，有些人觉得牧者呢就是高高在上的，他是我们的带领者，他要高高的，那这个又是摆他太高的位置。 In some other churches, they put the pastor up on a pedestal, you know, and you can't approach him, and he's just this, you know, this high, you know, figure up there, and that's the wrong way for the pastor too.所以我们要有一个适当的看法，就是牧者的身份和羊群。但你看到清楚牧者的工作是要做什么？ But let's look, as we have a clear understanding of what the shepherd is to do. What is his main task or his main job? 耶稣呼召彼得， 是喂养我的羊。Jesus called Peter to feed the sheep. 所以他首位的工作就是喂养群羊。And so the first task that the shepherd has, the most important task, is to feed the sheep. 我们是喂养的什么? And what do we feed? 我们喂养是神的教导。We feed with the word of God. 那一个真正的牧者呢，他要带羊咩咩去到食草饮水。Now a real shepherd has to take the sheep to the green pasture to get good water. 我哋属灵嘅牧者就要带我哋去食神嘅话语，系吃饱神嘅话语。A spiritual shepherd has to take us so we can feed on the word of God. 因为神嘅话语系我哋嘅灵养，系我哋嘅食物。Because the word of God is our nourishment, our spiritual food, our vitamins. 我们需要是从神的教导呢去学习，是成长。And we need to learn from the word of God so that we can grow and we can mature in Christ. You know, there are some churches where pastors don't teach the word of God. 你去到听到教会咧，佢讲好多人生嘅哲学，讲心理学啊，讲最近嘅新闻头事啊，讲好多人嘅价值观、道德观，但系唔打开圣经，唔讲圣经。You know, there are churches today you can go to and nobody's teaching the word of God. They teach man's philosophy. They teach psychiatry. They teach current events, they talk about ethics and good morals and being a good person, but they never open the Word of God and they never teach from the Bible. 我说这些就不是牧羊嘢，不是牧者，不是牧羊人。These are not shepherds of God's flock. 因为如果是一个属神的领袖，就一定要教导圣经。Because if it's a godly shepherd who's teaching God's Word, he's teaching and feeding the Word of God.我感謝主，我哋上個星期嗰間教會個牧師咧，係教緊聖經嘅話語。Praise God, the church we were in last week, that pastor is teaching the Word of God. 我就好驚訝咧，我哋第一次參加一個教會婚禮喺國內。I was very amazed because it was the first time that I ever attended a Christian wedding in China.咁我哋係彩排緊，我晏晝有音樂會。咁佢話：啊，咪住，我哋有個婚禮要舉行，要停半個鐘頭俾佢舉行婚禮。We're in the middle of our worship practice for a major worship event that afternoon, and they said we have to stop for half an hour so they can have this wedding. 啊，咁我哋全部停一停，喺度參加個婚禮。跟住佢又要求我哋喺個婚禮裏邊幫佢彈一首歌。And then so we had to stop and so that they could have their wedding. And then they said, oh, because we've got all these international musicians, come and play and perform in our wedding. 咁我喺國內，我哋彈琵琶嘛，兼埋拉二胡，咁我哋混合同現代音樂。咁所以我哋琵琶、二胡一首歌，咁啊係幫佢即係慶祝個婚禮，幾得意。You know, I went and I was playing the pipa and Giman was playing the erwu, and so we were mixing Chinese music with Western music, and so we had to play one of these songs in their wedding. Anyway, 牧師面禮短短的婚禮當中，你聽到佢嘅心。As the pastor was giving this short exhortation in this wedding, you could hear his heart.佢讲晒唔准讲嘅喺国内唔准讲嘅道。He said everything you're not allowed to say in China. 佢有神创造亚当夏娃开始。He started with God creating Adam and Eve. 国内三字唔准讲神创造。You're not allowed to say God created in the three self church. 佢一路讲到耶稣钉十字架从死里复活，你唔准讲从死里复活。And then he went on and he talked about Jesus dying on the cross and rising from the dead, and you're not allowed to talk about the resurrection. 跟住佢继续讲，我哋喺天上系要翻到天家，耶稣再来。And then he even talked about the second coming of Christ and going into heaven. 但我最惊讶咧就系婚礼嘅，当佢宣告我而家宣告你哋合法夫妇。 他做了一件很奇妙的事。 Then when he pronounced them man and wife, see, drinking water doesn't help. After he pronounced them man and wife, he did an amazing thing. 他说教会要送份礼物给你们的。He said, the church wants to present you with a gift. 跟着要拿本圣经出来，说要送一份圣经给你。And then he took out a Bible and he said, I'm going to present you with a Bible. 跟着他讲一长篇圣经的历史，圣经是有几多个作者写成，又经过几多年又是印刷最多，销量第一等等等等等。And then he started teaching about the Bible. He said, you know, the Bible was written over 15,000 years, you know, 40 different authors, and then, you know, it's been the bestseller list. It was the first Bible ever printed and you know, translated into more languages than any other book. 跟着他又讲因为家庭要建立在神的话语，我哋家庭，我成日唔記得啊！琴日黃醫生教我哋嗰個咩齊身，修身齊家，治國天下，平天下，即係佢咁嘅意思。由聖經開始，家庭建立喺呢個基礎上，就係社會會好嘅。所以國家都認可聖經嘅重要嘅。okay, he was a very Chinese method of sharing that, you know, a good society, a good country starts with a good foundation, and that foundation is based on the Bible and the family being built on the biblical principles, and so you need to start your family based on the biblical principles.
短短听到他这个分享，你知道这个牧师重视圣经。
Just this short message, you can tell that pastor puts high value in the Bible.
牧者就用圣经为养羊群。
And so a good shepherd is going to use the word of God to shepherd and feed his sheep.
彼得都知道这个教导的重要。你看《使徒行传》第六章。
Even Peter knew the importance of feeding the sheep. Look in Acts chapter 6.
Right? 使徒行传第六章第一至到第四节，我们看到彼得的心。
And in Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, we see the heart of Peter.
因为当时发生的事呢，就要他处理。这个是彼得他的回答。
He says, a thing happened in the church and they needed to solve it. And this is the response that the apostles had.
使徒行传第六章第一节，
Acts chapter 6 verse 1.
那时门徒增多，有说希律话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Now in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint among the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution.
十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。
Then the 12 summoned the multitude, the disciples, and said, It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
Therefore, brethren, seek from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word.
嗱，呢度见到彼得、约翰、十二门徒、使徒，佢睇得到佢嘅责任系祷告。教导圣经，传福音。
We see here that Peter, John, and the apostles saw that their position, their first priority was to pray and to teach the word of God.
于是他要选出七位 有好名声，有圣灵充满，有智慧的人去管理这些东西。
And so they had to choose and appoint seven others who were full of the Spirit, full of wisdom, mature, had a good reputation, etc., that they could take care of these things.
这个是教会执事，执事和牧师就有分别。
And so that is, they chose deacons to come alongside in the church. And so deacons and pastors are a little different.
执事就处理很多犯罪的事，但都要有好名声。
So the deacons in the church, they take care of the churchly things, but they still have to have the mind of God and have a good reputation.
但是释放传道牧者就可以牧养。
But as the deacons come alongside, then it sets the pastors free so the pastors can pastor and shepherd the flock.
咁我唔係有心，不過呢個經文咁啱時同我哋晏晝一陣間開會有關係。
I didn't plan it this way, but this passage has a lot to do with our afternoon meeting, so it's a good preparation for that.
所以牧者呢需要为养羊群，这个包括关怀、辅导、引导、带领。
So the pastor's job is to teach the word, to teach the sheep, but it's also protecting, guiding, nurturing, caring for the sheep.
我想我们看诗篇二十三篇。
I want us to look at Psalm 23.
因为诗篇二十三篇我们看到神是我们的牧者。
Because in Psalm 23, we see that God is our shepherd.
我们看到神怎样带领，怎样牧养我们。
And we see how God is shepherding us, how God is leading us.
是一个好好的模范，如果是教会其他牧者，应该同神一样这样带领。
And it's a good example, a good pattern for anybody who's shepherding in this church to follow God's pattern of being our shepherd.
诗篇二十三篇第一节。
And in Psalms 23, verse 1,
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏料我的头，是我的福杯满溢。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
那大卫写这个诗篇，大卫本身是一个牧者。
David wrote this psalm, and David was a shepherd.
他在年纪小的时候，他要牧养他爸爸的羊群。
And when David was young, he had to shepherd his father's sheep.
所以大卫非常之了解羊的需要。
And so David understood the needs of the sheep.
大卫是知道羊的性格。
David understood the personality, the character of sheep.
大卫是惯了牧羊，当他做皇帝的时候，他都知道他有神是牧羊他。
And as David understood what it was to be a shepherd, then as he became the king, he also understood that God was his shepherd.
同样他知道他需要神牧养他，因为他做皇帝是需要带领牧养他的国家。
And he understood that as God was his shepherd, he needed God's guidance because he was the king over the flock of God, and he needed to shepherd the whole flock of God's people.
所以大卫是给我们很多的反省，一个牧者应该是怎样。
And so David is giving us good insight into what a shepherd should be like.
一个好的牧者应该带我们在圣经的话语里面不致缺乏，在圣经的教导里面我们找到答案。
And so a good shepherd should teach us from the Word of God so that we lack nothing and we have all the answers we need from the Word of God.
我们应该是好的牧者带我们找好的草芽，好的水饮。
And so a good shepherd should take us to good green grass and good clear water.
好的水，好的草就在圣的话语里面。
Good grass, good water is only in the Word of God. I'm not talking about marijuana.
好的牧者呢，就是要为我们安慰我们，我们遇到软弱，遇到疲乏，遇到困难，来安慰苏醒我们的生命。
And a good shepherd will come and comfort and restore us when we're weak, when we're down, when we're overladen.
可能我们面对困难痛苦的时候，好的牧者来安慰。
And maybe when we're facing trials and difficulties, a good shepherd will come and comfort and help us up.
这个是一个好好，我们怎样做好的牧者，怎样带领神的羊群。
And so this is a great way to learn how to shepherd and how to take care.
如果你主学老师，你传契导师都是一样。
Even if you're just a Sunday school teacher or you're a leader in the youth fellowship, it's the same.
你要关心你的羊群。
You need to be care and take care for the people that you're ministering to.
我们看回彼得前书第五章第二节。
Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2。
务要牧养在你们中间的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
那第二节就开始说，一个牧者应该怎样带领他的羊群，用什么心态。
So verse 2 is telling us how the shepherd, how he's to lead the sheep, how to lead the flock, and what his attitude should be.
首先你要看回第二节讲清楚。是神的羊群。
Look closely in verse 2, it says it's God's flock, the flock of God.
不是我的羊群，不是你的羊群。
It's not my flock, it's not your flock, it's not our flock, it's God's flock.
我们 是带领神的羊群。
We just lead God's flock, God's sheep.
跟着第二你看到他按着神的旨意照管他们。
And then it says that shepherd the flock of God. It doesn't say that in English. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you. Why doesn't it say that in English? In Chinese it says shepherd them according to God's will. Does it say that in the Greek?
On jerks.神的旨意照管他们嘛。
Implied, yeah. So sorry, that was not in the English, but in the Chinese it's implied. And so the meaning is that the shepherd has to first hear from God and do what God has so he can lead the sheep.
他意思就是牧者呢就先要明白神的旨意，要从神那里有领受。有神的意思，跟住有神嗰度吸收神的带领，就先至去带领羊群。弟兄姊妹，教会唔系公司。
You know the church is not a company.
神的家唔系一个嘅企业。
The church is not an organizational structure.
神的家就系由神带领。
And the church is to be led by God.
So, 在熟悉的方法带领一个企业，有它可能啱使的方法，在教会不啱使。
And so, you know, the ways that you lead a company or an organization in the world are very, very different from how you would lead the church.
如果我们将熟悉的观点放入教会的带领方法的时候，是错。 And if we take the world's methods and principles and try and put them into the church, we're making a big mistake.
教会不是即系睇到即系读工商管理、酒店管理、行政管理，就用嗰啲观点系放喺教会里边系唔通嘅。
And so the church, we cannot take these principles of management and all that, get a MBA, you know, and just I've got an MBA, so I'm going to be able to manage the church properly. No,
因为我哋牧者要从神听到神的意思，领受到神的启示方法，跟住按照神的启示去行。
Because in the church, the pastor needs to hear from God, hear what God's will is, understand what the revelation that God has given to the pastor, and then implement what God is speaking.
同样教会不是民主。
At the same time, the church is not a democracy.
因为如果教会是民主，即是说我们现在这么多人，我们要做一样东西，大家投票决定。
And if we're a democracy with all of us here today, we take a vote. Okay, what should we do today?
咁但係我哋投票決定嘅結果唔一定係神嘅心意喎。
But maybe if we take a vote like that and we come to a decision, it may not be God's will.
所以教會建立咗安排牧者係聽到神嘅旨意，認識到神嘅心意，就係帶領教會按照神嘅啟示，跟住帶領教會。
And so God has established it. He's established the pastor to receive the word of God, the revelation from God for the congregation that he's leading, and then lead the congregation in the way that God is leading him to go.
So 呢个就系第二节，按着神旨意照管他们。
And so that's what I see is it's implied in the English that he would hear the word of God and lead the flock according to as God is leading them.
但是他说明不是出于勉强，不是出乃是出于甘心，也不是为财，是要甘心乐意。
But it also says not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain but eagerly.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们邀请你做任何侍奉任何岗位，如果你说唉不可以，我不可以，唉我真的不想，不过没人做，哦是但没人做我做，我都不想做，你屈我，我没办法，但我要做，那我照做，因为没人，没人做我做。
如果你是这种心态，我叫你不要做。You know, if we have a need in the church where we ask you, invite you to come alongside and get involved in ministry, and you have the attitude, well, nobody else is going to do it. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. I don't really want it. But nobody else is going to do it. Okay, nobody else is going to do it. You forcing me to do it. Okay, I'll do it. Nobody else is going to do it, so I'm going to do it. If that's your attitude, don't do it. We don't want you.
如果你不是甘心乐意为了主去服侍侍奉呢，你不要侍奉。
If you're not doing it from a willing heart where you love the Lord and you say, I want to serve and I just want to do it out because I love God, please don't do it.
如果出于勉强，出于唔系甘心乐意呢，神就唔会接纳你嘅侍奉。
You know, if it's by compulsion, if you're not doing it willfully out of a heart to serve God, God will not accept your service to Him.
神一定会安排有足够嘅人可以填满个空位。
God will always have enough people to fit the position that needs to be filled. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
我们不会强迫任何人。那我们就看得到呢，牧者呢不是为了钱，不可以为了金钱。
Here it even says that not for financial gain.
我们在国内的时候，这间教会看得到它呢，真的听到我们个都在我们的团队知道他的情况呢，觉得是即看到他的牺牲，他的舍己很犀利。
Now, the church that we were serving in last week, actually 2 weeks ago now, when everyone on our team, when we heard the pastoral team, how much they received, it really touched us because we saw their humble service, their sacrifice. 他的传道人呢，传道团队呢，没有一个人是超过$800一个月人民币。
There's a whole pastoral team, not one of them received more than 800 RMB a month.
在一个大城市呢，现在你在国内呢，中学毕业去揸车呢，或者是工厂做，都是$1,000+一个月。
You know, today in China, in a big city, getting out of high school and just even driving a truck or working in a factory, you get over maybe 1,500 or 1,400 in starting pay.
可以去到$2,000人民币现在。那传道人$800。
But the pastors, 800.
那传道人$800，但是他个个都乐意侍奉。他有一种观点呢，就传道人是要爱苦。
They have the attitude that the pastor should be serving willfully without the need for money.
他有个观点，牧师就要着穿窿裤，因为要新净嗰啲裤呢，就可能是离开了神的心意。
They even had the attitude that the pastors have to have holes in their pants, because if they had new pants on, that, you know, maybe they're getting off on the financial stuff, you know.
这个观点是要改变，那个是太偏激，但是你可以了解文化大革命之后的文化。
I think that might have been a little extreme, but we can understand where it comes from the Cultural Revolution and the impact it's had on China.
但我的意思是他那个牺牲过舍己，因为耶稣是我们的牧者，耶稣为我们舍己。
Because even Jesus is our pastor, and he puts his heart on the line.
如果你是看到一间教会的人是为了钱，成日讲钱，成日追求钱，成日要你捐钱，成日是为自己就是揸个靓车的，你不要信那间教会。
If you see a church and they're always talking about money, they're always getting you to donate money, they're all asking and pleading for your money, and then they're out driving fancy cars, don't go to that church.
他想呃你钱， they just want to rip you off.我这个从来教会23年24年就来，我从来没有讲过这句说话，所以你我因为今天讲的这个我先讲。
I've never said this before in this church in 23 years here in this Sunday service, but because we're talking on this passage, I'm going to say it.
可能大家都不知道，但可能你应该知道。
Maybe you guys don't know, but maybe you need to know.
我 Pete 牧师，我们在教会服侍是没有收人工的。
But Pete and I here, we don't have a salary.
我哋两个家庭喺外国，人哋捐钱自由奉献俾我哋，教会冇出人工俾我哋。
You know, we are supported by people overseas who give us free will offerings. We don't have a salary from the church.
我冇再讲。因为时间关系，我要睇第三节。
Time is pressing, so let's go on to verse 3.
也不是核制所托付你们的，乃是作群羊的榜样。
Nor as lord being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
第三节继续话我哋听一个牧羊人点样带领神嘅教会。
And so verse 3 is telling us how we, a shepherd should lead the flock.
他说的是要做榜样。
It's an example, leading by example.
所以我们不是管，不是核制，不是强制，不是命令式，反而是以身作则，行了先。
And so the example that the Bible says for a shepherd is not to be one of compulsion and demanding in all, but rather to be an example that others can follow.
你知道带领羊真羊呢有两个方法。
You know there are two ways to lead real sheep?
有两个方法呢，如果你睇过林子祥嗰个广告呢，好似佢个仔同埋佢，唔知系咪佢仔啊，即系佢又问即系。我在前面带领他还是后面支持他呢，有没有看过那个广告？
Have you ever seen Lam, what's his English name? 林子祥的 English name? Josh Lam? Josh Lam? And he's got a commercial now, and I think it's his son in the commercial, and he said, should I lead him from in front? Or should I lead him from behind? Have you seen that commercial?
有带领羊呢，就有这个方法呢。有牧羊人呢，就在羊前面是这样行， 那羊是 后面跟着他的尾。 There are shepherds that lead their flock. They walk in front of the flock and the flock just follows them. 另外有牧羊人是羊仔行先，他后面有棍赶他。 And then there are other shepherds that the flock is in front and they're behind with a stick driving the sheep. 属神的教会的领导应该是前面带领，牧者行先，不是赶群，反而是带领群。 A spiritual leader of the flock should be leading from example in front of the sheep, not behind driving and compelling the sheep. 有很多教会就在后面想赶你赶你打到你死。 There are a lot of churches where the pastors are trying to just force you to do this and driving you and driving you. 我宁愿是带领，是用以身作则。如果我没有做过，我不会要求你做。 If I haven't done it, I'm not going to ask you to do it. 如果你见到我做紧，你说为什么牧师做这些事，那应该反省，牧师做是不是我更加应该做。 And if you see me doing something, you say, why is the pastor doing that? The pastor shouldn't be doing that. Maybe you see the pastor doing it, maybe you should say, well, I should do it too. 我们是用榜样来带领。 We lead by example.这个是圣经教导我们要做。And that's what the Bible teaches us to do. 有门徒呢，我们没时间看，不过你可以看马可福音第九章三十五节，和马可福音十章四十二至四十五。We don't have time to look at it, but you could look in Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9:35, or then in 10:42-45.门徒都有很多这些问题，谁个最大，谁个最有权啊，我要揸权啊，操控别人。耶稣跟他说，你想远为首，先做众人的后人，做众人的佣人。You know, the disciples were debating among themselves, who's the greatest? You know, I want to be the greatest. I want to lord over other people and have power and authority. And Jesus said, no, if anyone wants to be first, he should be last. And he should be a servant of all.所以耶稣说，不要好像属世的人来操权管束人家。So Jesus said, don't be like the Gentiles was exercising authority over him, manipulating him. 耶稣要我们教会的牧者呢，是要榜样去带领。你看第四节，彼得前书最后一节，第五章第四节。Look back at 1 Peter chapter 5,Verse 4, the last verse we'll look at today. 到了牧长，那这个真是长，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。 And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
这个就是一个很重要的总结。
This is a very important conclusion. 因为耶稣是我们的牧长， because Jesus is the chief shepherd. 我们个个都是跟着耶稣， we should be following Jesus. 我们是跟着耶稣，你不是跟着神光方堂，你不是跟着白牧师，你不是跟着卫牧师。 You should be following Jesus. You're not following Horizon, you're not following Rusty, you're not following Pastor Pete, you're following Jesus.
耶稣安排我们做这里的带领者，但我们个都是跟着耶稣做我们的牧者。
As God has set us here as local pastors over this flock, but we all should be looking to our chief shepherd in heaven.
如果我们做我们的带领的角色，主要学老师、导师、小组导师，我们都要向牧长交代。
And if we're doing our shepherding ministry, and if we're leading a Sunday school class, or if we're leading a small group, and we're shepherding and teaching the people, we still have to answer to Jesus.
我想大家讲一讲，因为有个错误的基督教，我知道已经超时，不过这个是很重要，一定要讲。
I want to take just a moment, I know I'm already out of time, but this is a very important thing.
在基督教里面有个错误的教导。
There is a false teaching in the church today.
这个错误的教导呢，中文我不知道怎么叫，或者你可以帮我，就是我不知道是牧养带领方式、
I don't know how you translate the shepherding movement, shepherding teaching. 即係佢意思就係每一個嘅弟兄姊妹一定要有個一個人係佢上邊係屬靈嘅父親，係一個牧者。The teaching says that everybody in the church has to have a shepherd, a spiritual father over top of them. 呢個牧者咧就係完全係命令，係要絕對服從佢所講嘅事。And the shepherding teaching says that you have to fully obey 100% what your shepherd says. 於是呢，我要結婚要問佢，我同呢個人結婚得唔得？嗰日結婚得唔得？我要去買餸得唔得？我要去嗰度係得唔得？即係如果牧者話唔得就唔得。The shepherding movement says, you know, that whatever you do, you have to first get permission from your shepherd. That means, I want to go get married. Can I get married? I want to marry this girl. Can I marry her? Can I go to the shopping center and buy some food? Can I do this? Can I do that? If the shepherd says no, then no! 可能你未接觸過，但是有這些錯誤的教導。如果有人這樣要操控你，管束你，你不要聽他說。耶稣是我们的牧者。 If somebody wants to put that kind of a burden on top of you, don't listen to them. They're not of God. They're off the wall. Jesus is your shepherd. 我们没权这样是说人家行不行。你可以来 问我的意见，我们可以辅导提供意见，你要不要是你的事，你做不做是你决定。You know, we can offer advice, we can give counseling, but if you take our counseling or not, that's up to you, that's between you and God, that's not my business. 是不是？要好小心，有这些这样的运动在这里的，是不属于神。耶稣是好牧人，为羊舍己。Jesus is the good shepherd, he died for the flock. 有一天耶稣会回来，耶稣会将冠冕给我们。And one day Jesus is coming back and he's going to give us a crown of life. So, 我知道今天这个话题呢，可能是如果你说啊，牧师，我们神学院读听这些东西还好，就是你这样教会，我们都不是牧者，我不想听，都是不要有这个心态。你都要了解教会的事。你不了解，你去到第二度，人家骗你，那怎么办啊？You know, maybe you say, Pastor, this sounds more like something you should be teaching in a seminary. I'm not going to seminary. I don't need to know this. You know, I'm not a pastor. But no, you need to know this, how the church operates. If you don't know, then somebody comes and tries to lord over you as a shepherding movement or something like that, then you get deceived. You need to know the teaching of the Word of God. 你需要知道教会的教导。个重点，耶稣是我们的牧者。The important thing is that Jesus is our shepherd. 耶稣爱你，耶稣关心你。Jesus loves you and he's concerned about you. 你愿不愿意耶稣做你的牧者？ Are you willing to let Jesus be your shepherd? 你有没有曾经有个感动，好像耶稣呼召你要做一些牧羊的工作？Have you ever had a call in your heart that you feel God's calling you out to be like a shepherd of other people? 我们祈祷，求神工作。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你在圣经里面给我们很清楚的教导。你是我们的牧者，你要带领我们，你要我们有好的水饮，好的食物，你可以来安慰我们，辅导我们，你是关心我们。主耶稣，我们多谢你为我们安排不同的人做我们身边的牧者，可以带领建立，帮助我们行前面的，即是引导我们行前面的路。主，我们恳求你在今天给我们各位弟兄姊妹很清楚了解你所安排设立的这个牧者的身份。主，我求你，如果你当中要呼召某些弟兄姊妹去加入，去成为主学老师、青年人的导师， 探访队的队员、小组组长、祈祷会组长，主我们求你兴起，求你呼召，好像你呼召彼得一样，主我们需要更多人加入，是一起去侍奉，让别人得到安慰，得到鼓励，得到主你的教导。所以我们恳求主，你圣灵是为当中工作，我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求。